kind of hard to believe that this is the last chapel of the semester. I'm glad you came, and lots going on this time of year. But so we just wanted to have this time of worship. Doug's going to lead us through it today, through the arts and music and other things. But wanted to take time to talk to one of our special people of Belhaven. You know, we start the academic year right here before you get here with all of our faculty and staff together on the Wednesday night before school opens. It's the only time we have everybody together because we have 9 campuses and they're all spread out. We have over about 450 employees. It's the only time we ever get everybody together at one time. And I think in all the years I've been doing that with our employees and share a message that night, I think I've shared almost every single time. No matter what your job is on campus, you are a teacher. So it's not just the faculty who are teachers. Everybody's a teacher. Because one of the great responsibilities of a university is whoever you are and whatever you're doing, somebody's watching. And somebody's learning from you, no matter what you do. And I always use the example, if you're in maintenance and you hit your thumb with the hammer, you can teach more in that response to that than a faculty member can teach all semester. Or if you're a coach and you get the call that goes against you, you can teach more in that than a faculty member can teach all semester because people are watching and people are learning from that. And we've had one among us who's pretty special to this place, who cares for it. Maybe not all of you know her, but she has been doing some pretty remarkable teaching, and I just wanted us to learn from her before this semester ends. Ellie Young has had a tragedy in her life. And Ellie, come on up, if you will, and sit with me for a minute. We're just going to talk. And we don't have a script, so we're just going to figure this thing out. Because Ellie is usually used to being behind the scenes to make this campus work. And she cleans this building, and sometimes the residence halls as well. Yes. And you had a horrible tragedy here just a few weeks ago. You were at work, as I understand it, on Sunday. Because, you know, the life goes on and residence halls have to be cleaned on Sunday morning. And you were at work and you got a phone call that there had been a terrible fire at your house. And tell us what happened when you got that phone call.
Oh, when I first got the phone call, I was at the wash and I was kind of disturbed. So I just threw the clothes in there, in the back of the car. Panic and throw the clothes.
So you were at the laundromat?
Yes,
and I had. Cleaning after work? And
yes,
then,
I had got off work.
Yeah.
I mean.
And you didn't hear how bad it was even at that point?
No, I didn't hear how bad it was.
So you went to your house?
So I went to
and found that the fire was extensive?
Yes.
And your husband died in the fire?
Yes, sir.
And your nephew as well?
Yes, sir.
Ellie, I don't know how you cope after that. I don't know how you do it. What went through your mind at first?
At first, you know, it was hurting because I really had fell in love with my nephew.
Uh-huh.
You know, me and my husband had a good relationship, but I fell in love with my nephew because when he first came to my house, he was looking for love.
Uh-huh.
All in the wrong places, and he found love there at the house.
Did he?
He really found love there.
That's great.
And it was so compassionate because he would tell me all the time, he said, Auntie, I really love you. And you really such a good person. And I really love being here with you. And I thank you for taking me in. So I took him in when nobody else
wanted him. So you took him in when nobody else wanted him?
When nobody else
wanted
him. So he said, I found so much love here at this house. He said, you never fuss, you never complain. And he said, I pass by your door at night and you always praying. And he said, thank you for taking me in. I never forget you.
Really?
So it really hurted me because he was young. He was 38.
Uh-huh.
And my husband had lived a long, fruitful life, and my husband had got tired anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I know he was in his 80s, I think.
Yeah. So.
But even no matter what, you still want a few little more time. And
oh, yes.
A tragedy like that just has got to just overwhelm your world. Did you have friends come to help? What happened? How did you cope with it?
Well, I had friends to come and, you know, come and share and tell me what all they wanted to do for me and help me out. But most of all, you know, I realized that working here for 15 years, I never knew it was so great of love for that people had for me. And they, by them, me seeing them every day, it helped me cope with it even better. Mm. And I told you a week ago, if I had arms like Jesus, I would just hug all of y'all. And I just thank everybody for all their prayers and just the smile and the support they have given me. It's really been a blessing.
Well, you are loved at this place because of the spirit you always have, not just in a tragedy, but yes, all the time. I remember when I got the text at home, it was on Sunday, and I just looked ashen at this. I was at the counter trying to get something to eat, and my wife and Madison, who you know, who was in theater here, said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "Somebody in maintenance has had housekeeping's had a terrible fire and tragedy." And Madison said, "Who?" And I said, "Miss Ellie." And she said, "Oh, no, not Miss Ellie. You are greatly loved here."
Yes.
And you were back at work like the next day. Why did you come back to work? We tried to get you to stay home.
I know, but this is, this is home to me, you know. And nobody really was there at the house, no way, but it's always been home. It's always been a place that I come and love to work and stuff. Yeah. And nobody knew what was going on, a lot of them. So I just continue to have the joy and the peace that God gives me day by day.
I know that when we face terrible tragedy, and students here will face terrible tragedy in their life.
Yes.
We've just got to go to that home base.
Oh, yes.
That home base that's in Christ, and that home base that's in people who love Him and who can support us and pray for us when we can't pray for ourselves.
Yes.
So, but you kept praying for all of us. I know we raised a little money to help. I hope it helped a little bit. But I feel like I want to do so much more. What could anybody at this point do for you that would help you?
I just thank everybody so forth for all the prayers that they have prayed for me and all the monetary gifts that they have gave me. And one thing I can say about when tragedy happened, Jesus always told us to continue to have joy, continue to have the joy of the Lord with us. And when tragedy comes, you got to maintain your attitude. You got to have a good attitude when you're going through. That's how you're going to make it through, and that's how God's going to support you and with your breakthrough, how you treat other people.
Yeah.
Treating other people is a main factor in life about how you get your breakthrough and how God continue to bless you and that His anointing continue to be upon you is how you treat other people. And if you're being mean and stuff, you're going to have to go through that a long time. And I'm not planning on going through this no long period of time. I'm continuing to have joy because the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Oh,
and I'm going to have a good attitude.
Oh,
every day.
Man. You're something else.
I'm not going to be mean.
You're something else. Oh,
I mean,
wow.
I just love everybody. And everybody been so good to me and stuff. And I just thank everybody.
We are thankful for you. Teaching us, helping us. You know, the scripture says in Psalm 23, you'll walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I don't think that has to do with us being in fear of dying. I think, because
yeah.
I think when we walk through to the point of death, we're going straight to heaven. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death for the people that we love around us that it's hard. And the scripture says, my rod and my staff comfort me. The rod is an offensive weapon.
Yes.
And the staff is a defensive weapon.
Yes.
And God has put His offense and His defense around you during this time.
Yes.
And we'll do that for everybody here who goes through tragedy.
Yes.
But you've been a shining example to all of us.
Yes.
We've learned from you. Thank you for being a faculty member on this campus.
Okay.
You're a blessing. Let me pray for you before we turn this back over. Thanks, dear Lord, for Miss Ellie. We thank you for the joy that you have put in her heart and the trust she has in you. Help us to learn from her and to have that kind of spirit when we face a tragedy that is beyond comprehension. Give us the strength to look back at this moment and remember from her example that if Miss Ellie can do this and shows how you can lead her through it, that we can do it as well. In your name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.